We're in a hotel, Barney Atkinson, Steve Graves and Rob Gutman, after Liverpool find themselves getting beat 3-3 by Aston Villa. You can choose to laugh at it, Liverpool's stupidity, you can choose to be angry about it. Me and Steve Graves managed to be relatively sanguine. Rob Gutman marched home through the wind and the rain, did 50 minutes to the point he had to get changed before coming down to meet us. But it is fair to say, Rob, Liverpool were bloody stupid. They were repeatedly architects of their own downfall.
Yeah. I'm speaking as a man who got drenched walking an hour home in the wind and the rain, angry for most of that 58 minutes or whatever I've walked through the wind and the rain through Birmingham's backwaters. And I never like seeing a two-goal lead let slip, especially one that felt at a certain stage felt relatively safe. Despite an error-strewn performance, I thought we were better than a Villa team. We didn't really look like the Villa team that have risen the way they have.
They looked shattered, is the key thing. A 3-1, they looked shattered, Villa.
They were lively first half. They were able to get through us for fun at times. So there's a conversation about how we structurally defend as a team, but I was at peace with not worrying about that. We were romping to a 3+, possibly 4-1 victory. I thought the subs made us a brighter again in a way. And then we were just ridiculously careless, and McAllister makes a horrible error.
And then he makes another one, and then they score from the second one. Yeah. That's what does my head in. He makes the first one,
yeah.
So why are we giving them the ball again immediately thereafter? It was like we were trying to test him. It was like we were going, go ahead, lads, you find your sea legs again. He looked shot. We then play a ball to him. He still looks shot. We then play it to him again, and then we go, oh, we can't believe he made a mistake, and it's 3-2.
Yeah, I mean, the end bit felt like the microcosm of the last month in a way, where it all goes against us. Looking over your shoulder at people who might bring us drinks to ease our pain, but they're still not forthcoming. Happening. It's still not happening. Now's not the time for me to feel sanguine about this. In fact, I'm not going to.
Until
we're at the end of the day. Look, it's been a fall from grace, and we've come here for a reason to try and see Liverpool break 80 points. They still haven't broken friggin' 80 points, have they? I thought we might be talking about a 3-1, 4-1, and we go, oh, we're on 81. We're going to get 84. I would have picked on only the positives, the annoyances of the lack of protection in front of the defence. I'd have glossed over, and I feel like glossing over absolutely nothing.